away.
The minutes for April 2nd are in the packet. Representative Sertich, I'm sure you looked at them quickly.
Mr. Chair, I wasn't here, but I did read the minutes because I wasn't here, so I moved the minutes.
Okay, Representative Sertich moves the minutes of April 2nd, 2008. Although any corrections, additions, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried. Members, we have before us the first bill, which is Senate File 345. This is in our possession again because it was passed out of the committee last year. It was on the House floor at the end of the session. It was not taken up, so it's referred back to the last committee that thought. So that's the only reason it's here. We had a discussion on it last year. It's been through lots of committees. I think there needs to be one small oral amendment, if that's correct. Representative Huntley?
Mr. Chair, I think it's the copy I have, it's line 1218. It would change 2008 to 2009 and 2009 to 2010. So
I think correctly, it should be, maybe the staff can help us to make sure we get the right references with the document we have in front of us. Mr. Mark? Kathy?
Mr. Chair, is the amendment to the effective date?
Yeah, appropriation.
To the appropriation? Then the amendment is on page 13, line 30, delete 2008 and insert 2009.
Yeah, we
can. And on page 13, line 31, delete 2009 and insert 2010.
Right, Mr. Chair, just 1 second.
Yeah. We only got 1 year, so we just...
Oh, we don't need it, though.
We can delete the 680. We need the court in 2009.
And
the effective date of page 14.
Mr. Chair, if because we are already in fiscal year 2008, perhaps the amendment should be on line 30 on page 13, so delete everything through and. The desire is to eliminate the appropriation for 2008.
I think maybe you want to carry the 401 appropriation. In my fiscal note, I have 336 for 401 being carried. 401 in that. Okay. So let me repeat the question or the amendment then as I have it.
Mr. Chair, I think I have to move the bill first.
You need to move the bill first. I'm sorry. Thank you. Representative Huntley.
I guess I need the number of the bill.
It's Senate File 345.
Mr. Chair, I would move that Senate File 345 be recommended to pass and sent to the General Register.
Representative Huntley moves 345 to the General Register. And now the amendment, Representative Huntley, I believe is. And let's get it right this time. Again.
Now, isn't this the number right here?
So what do we need to have?
We would eliminate hands this year and make it a difference.
Okay, I think what the amendment would say then on 13.30, after the comma on June 30th, 2008, we would delete and 680,000 for the fiscal year, and then under the next line ending June 30th, 2009, comma, change the R to an is, and then on line 14.2, change it to 2009. Staff, is that correct?
Mr. Chair, that is correct.
Huntley, would you like to move?
Yes, I would make that
motion. Mr. Huntley makes the motion. Does everyone understand what the motion is? It's because of the fiscal year, it's changing, it's moving it out one fiscal year. Okay. Any questions? All those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried. And members, again, I think this has been before us. If anybody has any questions, they can sure ask it. I see you have your co-author with you as well. But again, this has been before us before. It was brought back to us because it did not pass. But I don't want to preclude anybody from asking any questions. Representative Dean?
Mr. Chair, I just asked for a roll call.
A roll call has been requested. Yes. Representative Kahn?
Isn't Representative Jaskowski required to vote the same way Representative Brigham was?
Representative Kahn. They have counted him as a yes. Okay, the clerk will take the roll.
Solberg?
Yes.
Erbler? Reinhart?
No.
Carlson?
Aye.
Clark?
Yes.
Dean?
Nope.
Jaskowski?
No.
Eakin?
Yes.
Earhart?
Yes, for some odd reason. I haven't heard.
Greiling? Gunther? Hillstrom?
Yes.
Hilty?
Yes.
Holberg? Huntley?
Yes.
Kahn?
Yes.
Kelleher? Lenchewski? Mariani? McNamara?
No.
Murphy Aaron?
Yes.
Murphy Mary? Osmond? Paulson? Pulowski?
Yes.
Surdick?
Yes.
Smith? Swales? Kemper?
Yes.
Kirk will call those that are absent in case somebody wants to walk in.
Abler? Greiling? Gunther, Holberg, Kelleher, Lenchewski, Mariani, Murphy Mary, Osmond, Paulson, Smith, Swale.
Mr. Chairman, when was this bill heard before?
Just a second. We're right in the middle of a...
Oh, excuse me. I thought you were...
Let me announce the count.
You know, it went back from the floor.
Huh?
There being 13 ayes and 4 nays, the motion does prevail. And it goes on. Representative Earhart.
Mr. Chairman, I was just asking when this bill was... I haven't heard it this year, and I don't remember hearing it last year.
It came, Mr. Representative Earhart, was before the Ways and Means Committee last year. On May 7th, 2007, it was sent to the House floor. It was not acted on, and under the rules, it gets sent back to the last committee that it cleared. So that's why it's here. There was lots of testimony within last year's legislative session. And amendment that we allowed on was to change, to fix the fiscal part of it. Representative?
Mr. Chair and members, thank you very much. And I will say it goes a lot easier when you have a Delaforest sitting next to you rather than Representative Swiggum.
Is that the kind of leadership that you're bringing to us, Representative DeLaForest? Welcome to the committee.
Well, Mr. Chairman, thank you. I suppose this guy talked about the honeymoon. Maybe there's a little bit of a honeymoon on the backside of one's legislative career. But, Mr. Chairman and members, I am here today proudly to express the bipartisan support that this bill enjoys, and I look forward to a spirited floor discussion here in a couple weeks.
I'm sure it will be. Okay, any other discussion on this bill? If not, thank you. And then, Oh, we did pass the horn. No, no, that was the horn. We voted on the amendment today. Representative Huntley, Senate file 2564. Would you like to so move?
Mr. Chair, I would move that 2564 be recommended to pass and sent to the General Register.
And Representative Huntley, there is an amendment.
I have an A2 amendment which sets the effective date the day following enactment, and actually that, as I'll explain in a minute, is kind of important.
Okay, Representative Huntley moves the amendment entitled S2564A2. Representative Huntley, you want to explain your amendment?
This says that the bill becomes effective the day following enactment.
And there's a reason for that, Representative Huntley.
Well, let me explain, not the whole bill, but the state was close to being sanctioned by the federal government because our work participation rate in the MFIP program was not as high as they wanted. This corrects it. There is an $8 million cost, but that is also carried in the omnibus finance bill. But what's important is there's language in this bill, if we pass it before the end of April, that will allow the state to try to go back to 2007 and collect some payments from the federal government that they didn't get, and that's why this needs to go as a separate bill, and it's why we have to pass it before the end of the month.
And remember, that's why the effective date became a fiscal implication for us in this committee. So we have the amendment before us, the A2 amendment. Any other discussion on the A2 amendment? All those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Carried and passed. Then Representative Huntley, you have kind of indicated what this bill does, but let's ask for any questions. From members. Any discussion at all? Hopefully we'll be able to get $8 million back into the fund, Representative Huntley. And let me just say that I know that you have been working with the departments, and one time this was a $38 million problem, I believe, and now it's down to an $8 million, and I have to give credit to the department for working diligently to be able to solve this problem as well.
They are here if you really have any serious questions.
I don't have any serious questions. They better not come up and testify. They'll get their compliment taken away. Okay. If Representative Huntley renews his motion that Senate File 2564 as amended be recommended to pass and place on the General Register. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried. Members, we anticipate that the next meeting of the Ways and Means will be probably Monday sometime. Looking at the weather as well, I know there's a big storm coming up. We'll try to make an announcement Thursday afternoon. But keep in mind, if we call a meeting for Monday morning and at some time, and if the weather prevents any of us from getting here, we need to be at this point flexible, I guess.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, I have a question.
Sure.
In dealing with the targets that were established for the budget balancing bill, mm-hmm. Now that bill is in conference committee, will there be a new set of targets established between the House and the Senate? And if they are, when would you anticipate that we would know what those targets are?
There will be a new set of targets established between the House and the Senate, and when those get established, I have no idea. That's negotiated at a higher rate, pay rate, than I have. Obviously, we'll try to be involved in it and communicate those as quickly as we can.
Well, Mr. Chair, I have just two other questions.
Sure, go ahead.
The follow-up question would be, a decision has been made to strip all the policy out of those bills and then to create policy omnibus bills, which we are recycling through the Finance Committee. Can you tell me, will each of those bills be brought up on the floor separately? And will they be brought up prior to the conclusion of the appropriation budget balancing bill? And I have one more question after that.
And President Pulaski, I don't know. I don't have any idea.
then the last question would be, if there is no target, or there are no targets for the budget balancing bill, will the conference committee be meeting, and if so, what will they be doing?
Well, I suppose Representative Pawlowski, I've served on a couple of conference committees that have been that major, and what happens for a while is there's a big dance taking place.
Well, Mr. Chair, I've served on several over the last two decades, too. It's difficult to dance when you don't have a partner. And if you have no numbers, you have no partner.
Well, Representative Pawlowski, as you probably understand as well, that there is a need for both the House and the Senate to be able to understand each position on that. And that takes some time. I'm not on that conference committee, but maybe Representative Carlson can shed some light on it. Representative Carlson, want to pull your mic down?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Representative Pawlowski, keep in mind that the bill was just passed last Thursday. It was a massive bill, and they are still in the process of creating the side-by-sides. Having said that, we had our first conference committee meeting last night, going through the side-by-sides that were available. We met at noon today, continued to do that, and we will be meeting again tonight. We've got two side-by-sides available for this evening, and maybe some others as they're prepared by staff, and we could be adding to that agenda this evening. We're going to have the education side-by-side up, and we're right now going through the numbers, comparing the House and the Senate positions, both with language and with the numbers. And what usually happens once you complete that is you get involved then with the discussions as to what the targets will be. But the first step in that process is to understand the positions of the two bodies. And as I look around, I think there are two of the conferees that are here, at least at this point, Representative Osmond and myself. So that is the status, and I assure you that there will be targets set, and our desire is to try to do that fairly soon. But the first step is to compare the two positions.
Well, Representative Carlson and Solberg, I appreciate the answers, but to the extent that we have had a finality of a budget number for a considerable period of time, I have in this committee repeatedly asked that this committee develop what would be the target numbers. Those did not come about till after Easter. We are now kicking off legislative days, and when I meant we have no partner, I would say you can't go to this dance without the governor. So I would hope that if we are going to conclude some resolution of this conference committee, that the governor also be included, that we find out what will be the finality of a $938 million budget shortfall.
Representative Pawlowski, the governor has always been invited, and we look forward to his participation, both personally and through his staff. And Representative Carlson and I just had a conversation with the Commissioner of Finance yesterday on some budgetary issues, and I'm sure Representative Carlson will be continuing to communicate with us. Additionally, Representative Carlson, the side-by-sides and those documents are public documents?
Yes, they are. They've been distributed. Those that have been available as we've been taking them up, they've been distributed to the public. And I'd have to ask Mr. Marks, are they online now as they're being distributed?
Mr. Chair, Representative Carlson, the spreadsheets are online on the House webpage. I believe these side-by-side comparisons are online. I'm not sure where. Is the revisor's office, perhaps?
Okay. So there was a question on here?
Well, I have one more.
Okay, Representative.
Given your comments, then I hope the outcome of this isn't going to be the surprise we got with the capital investment bill.
Well, Representative Pawlowski, I cannot control the governor. I will probably leave my comments at that. Representative Earhart?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I just wanted Representative Pawlowski to know that I'm very interested in the resolution of the Cuban situation.
Okay. Any other discussion? If not, please keep online or in touch with your LAs concerning the next meeting, but tentatively we're scheduling it for Monday morning. If not, the meeting is adjourned.